Covet. That's what we're learning. Covet, we saw, is a way to give values to things that have true value. In the non-Jewish world, covet is a way to get what you want. It has nothing to do with value of the person. It's just, make him feel good and he'll cooperate with you. That's, in Hebrew, it's called charufa, flattery. Covet is appreciation of true values that you see in other people. And we saw about the internal covet, that person has to have covet for himself. We have to realize that we are not just another creature that lives in the world, but we are the only ones that have the ability to have direct keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that uplifts us and guides us to behave in an exalted fashion. Clap yourselves and clap other people. Okay. Rav Lozman Shemuel Oymer. Rav Lozman Shemuel. Here's Stam Rav Lozman. Mishnayis. Yich voy tamid chol chover lepe shelcho. Kovi your Talmud should be important to you as your own covet. Kovi your friend should be like Moir Rabba. Change from covet to Moir. Moir Rabba ke Moir Shemayim. As Mishnah of us in the Gemara and Brachos, when Rabbi Lezer, was on his deathbed, they asked his teachers a way to succeed in life, and he said, succeed in life against Olam Haba. Yizoru b'chol chavereicha. How to get Olam Haba? Be mechaber yofim. We're saying this amazing thing, that Rabbi Lezer is saying it's not just to be polite. We're going to be polite also, as it brings Olam Haba. First, mechaber, those around us, bring us Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the world of a keshuv that goes all about us. Preceding a kosher people level, that we see in this world, people level, that will be the pleasures of Olam Haba. The keshuv to shleimus. Basically, it's saying that there's a shaykhah between the mechaber of friends, Olam Haba. Obviously, we're not talking about having courtesy or flattery. Nothing to do with Olam Haba. It's an external mode of behavior. It's not resenting internal keshuv HaKadosh. So that's what he said. The idea of mechaber is something else. It's valuing the kedusha and the ma'ilus that the other person has. That we show by the fact of mechaber. To really truly mechaber somebody else, to know them to a certain extent, and the real ma'ilus. That shows I have a connection to those ma'ilus. A beautiful thing. We see a Adam Godin walks into a room, everybody's moved by a prophet. That's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. You recognize that something's dispersed. There's another open dance. We go to old age home and see a lot of people not going to feel that way. The awe that we have is this person represents, brought himself to a very high level of keshuv. Kedusha means that the spiritual side of himself is what's guiding him. And we can see that every time a person does. Have to be an old person. We appreciate Miles if he's going through a challenge. He's dealing with it. It's good. It's good. If you meet him in Shul, of course, not many people come to Shul and Davin's over. I am. You see somebody in Shul, have a feeling. Okay. Talk about it. The more you appreciate by others, or appreciate by yourself. You're proud of this, we can recognize that we have a shaykh. The worst case, the harder a person has, and tells them, you do not have shaykh. Yeah, I think he tries to just look away of the jomshim, and then tell us that you're nobody. And open up the door, more kind of thing. We pay attention more to the things we are doing, and stop by mechaber ourselves. Appreciation of those situations that we are overcoming, and then inside of ourselves to do the rest of it. That's what he's saying. The ability to be mechaber that brings a person to Olam Haba. True covet means I mechaber him because of the ruchniyistika parts that he's leading his life by. Be a talmid chovim, learning, person that's religious life, the level of you understand. People have a choice. They're wealthy people in a lot of covet. If you can make covet, you value wealth. So sometimes the ed center of covet is a good sign. It'll help them and help. If a person looks at the person and says, ooh, this person's going to just a hard study. Well, and all that's just money. Then you see a poor person. Wow. Same level of the wealthy person. He's showing a wealthy person a harder than a poor person. But whatever it is, the ability is the mindless and he's external. That's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is able to see that the way the person dresses, his external action, the inner force which is guiding them to whatever. Moshe Rabbeinu tell Yeshua, choose people. Choose for us people. He put himself together, his Talmud. Moshe Rabbeinu will teach for us. That's where we learn now. He says that the Chazon Ish once sent to one of the young administrators of the yeshivas. When a person came to him and wanted to discuss with you about a shidduch I want to offer to a certain Talmud, let's decide together how to present this one of the sides. It sounds like a lot of anivas. That's what it says. The cover of your Talmud should be. It's interesting. It's some two things together. That element of things is a good idea. It's also an Indian turning him from just somebody who's following commands, who's active in the decision. Doing his I value his input. So not only Talmudim, but at home everybody needs. If it says to tell the Talmud we have to have, it doesn't mean having them both as a character. Making them appreciate it sometimes is a little challenging. Involves a sumera to stop them. It doesn't work. Yet. The starting point has to be expressing the haroch of value. Basically, in the Mishnah, everybody went up one by one. The Talmud has to be like you, the Chogah has to be your Rabbi, your Rebbe, and your Rebbe has to be. Everybody moves up one level. We say your Talmud is a Talmud, your friend is a friend, and your Rebbe has a Rebbe. It says no. Each one has to be a higher level than what you expect. There, Rabbi Yehudim commented on this, that if you can mechaber him according to what you think is his level, you can definitely do less than he does. Aim for something higher up, and then you can write mechaber. It's hard for a person to mechaber. To mechaber somebody can be something, but it's not like he's mechaber. Now he says, what's the hardship, the hard thing about mechaber? COVID is creating a certain relationship. It comes from appreciation of your part of the person that you fought. Mechaber to be the surim of me. Not being mechaber, that's very clear. You shouldn't say something that's going to embarrass them, his feelings, nicknames. That's what you shouldn't do. But the mice, what you should do, it doesn't say clearly how it is, what not to do. So the mice said, by kibbeh obeying, that her rabbi, her wife, that's how they say mechaber, you respect everybody else. They're no gedorah. It comes from the ability of a person to assess those around them according to their inner mice. Externally, not only by the way, it's not at all by the way. Like most times, we said, even sometimes it's easy. You look around the way the world looks today, it was around us, any different than God, the thing of God. It's a mahalach. It's a chesed to be nice to anybody. You used to barely have the answer. It's phrase, face. It's not private person around. Meet somebody. Well, I got them. It was once a guy came up to me and said, are you upset? I drive by and I wave to you. Respond. In the daylight, into the car. So, I was just thinking how sensitive a person is. Responding or not responding, you never know something. You will smile and encouragement can make a tremendous effect on those around us. Like I said, the starting point should be within our family. But we're saying two things. Number one is a chesed, to say a word, wives. And now we're saying it's a high madrig. Not just you're doing something for them, but doing something for yourself by being able to focus on the mind of the person, connecting yourself to the oil and obsessing it. Sometimes a subtle thing, of credit. Kind of open. I'm uplifting myself, I'm being more sensitive to those around me, the prophet. I'm also doing the festival. Oh, this is positive. We live in a world of e-COVID. Nobody values it. Give me money in this world. We have to create this atmosphere of how special we are. Integrating in the family itself. We share our confidence. Look at life, creating. What the?